JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we look at the National Mentorship Program, and be sure to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. It was Winston Churchill who said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." And 75 Jamaicans will be giving of themselves by promoting positive values and attitudes in youngsters at their alma maters. This initiative is being fostered through the National Mentorship Program. The cohort, which consists of individuals from various professions, were recently presented with their instruments of appointment during a ceremony at King's House.
Mentors, let us commit to being role models. Respect for ourselves and others will be the catalyst of change in this, our land of wood and water, Jamaica land we love. We have taken the first step towards a change which will definitely have a positive impact on our children.
Mentor Dr. Elizabeth Watson speaking on behalf of the mentors at the appointment ceremony. The National Mentorship Program is an element of the National Respect Agenda campaign, NRAC, where past students are invited to act as mentors at their former schools. The NRAC is one component of the Jamaica Resocialization Program being implemented by the Jamaica Resocialization Alliance with the support from the Ministries of Education and Industry, Investment and Commerce. Jamaica is well on its way to achieving the goals under Vision 2030, Jamaica's first national development plan. Recent statistics from the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, show that up to the end of the 2011-2012 fiscal year, approximately 25% of the targets outlined under the Vision 2030 plan had been met. To find out more about Vision 2030, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
For our men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
One of my glimpses of Jamaica is using sugar as browning. Back in the days, we used to burn the sugar and add water to it. It gives us a nice, rich black color, and it looks very much like the browning that we use these days. We were very creative back then, and our meat used to be very brown and pretty.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.